No, Dad, still around me as I walk down the cold, narrow alleyway. The house had leaned over my head, snow falling off the roof. Under my feet, I could hear the layer of snow crunching as I hopscotched down the icy cobblestone lane. I wandered past the frosty wall coated in missing posters. I noticed there was a poster of my friend on it. The ice-cold wind lashed against my face as I walked towards a strained-looking wall. It was completely plastered in names. I saw the name Charlotte. That's my friend, the one who was on the missing posters. I couldn't resist the temptation of delicately writing my name on the last face of the wall. Behind me, I heard a clogging, clinking, mechanical sound. I cautiously turned round. There it was, a doll, but not any old doll. One that looked exactly like me. It even was wearing my blue bobble hat, my golden brown gloves, and my bright red coat. Everything about it was the same. I stumbled along the road to the window and peered inside the rather strange-looking shop, and it was just stood there. My eyes flickered once, and then the doll was gone. I eagerly stepped along the window, searching for the doll. I ran to the door and tried to open it, but it was locked. I tugged as hard as I could at the door, but it would not open. I really wanted to see this doll, but I couldn't. I stabbed my foot with anger, and it sunk into the snow, which gave me an idea. I picked up a lump and shaped it into a ball and flung it with fury at the shop door. Finally, I gave up and started to walk away, when suddenly, the door, it opened. I heard the sound of a bell, and with excitement, I rushed towards it and opened the door. It creaked as I walked along the chipped tile floor. I ran over to where the doll was, and I tripped on something. It was another doll, but it was a boy on a bike. It was pedaling rapidly. I picked it up so it could ride around. It circled round me, then headed to the door, and then it slammed shut. The doll was still pedaling furiously at the door, banging to it every time. It was almost as if it was trying to escape. I turned my attention back to the doll, but it wasn't there. Confused and anxious, desperate and scared, I scanned the room for the doll. Ah, there, I spotted it. It was right on top of the shelf. I jumped over where the doll was standing before. As I edged up towards it, I could feel eyes watching me. I reached up higher and higher. I was almost there. Finally, I touched it. Doll, baby, screams raced through my mind. This was the worst idea ever. I opened my eyes and everything looked like I was looking through a window. I could hear clack, clack, clack as I looked from side to side. My arms were glued to my waist. My feet were stuck to the ground. I could feel faint breathing down my neck. There was a sound, that clogging sound I'd heard before when I was normal. There was another doll. What is happening? Who can help me? Will I ever get home again?
You're recording right now, Lauren, you're recording over it. Yeah.